we are going to learn issue of shares. Now I think you got some idea relating to the company accounts, that is why we are moving to issue of shares. In general, shares can be issued for cash, and when shares are issued for cash, it means company receives cash against the issue of shares. And to issue shares, there are certain procedures as per the regulations of the Securities Exchange Board of India. And we can issue shares for consideration other than cash also. That is when we are buying assets from any organization. In exchange, we can give shares if that particular organization is ready to buy our shares, and if they want to buy the shares, then usually this procedure is being followed. That is being followed, that is issue of shares for consideration other than cash. In such case, two procedures are mainly involved, that is asset is purchased and the share capital is or shares is given to them. So when asset is purchased, asset will be purchased on credit. In such a situation only we are giving the shares as a consideration. So when asset is purchased, one journal entry will be made, and when the issue of shares are made, another journal entry is made. So when asset is purchased, asset account debtor to debit to seller or to creditor or to vendor. Asset account will be debited, vendor's account will be credited when asset is purchased on credit. Then when this vendor is given share capital or vendor is given shares, then vendor's account debit to share capital, that is he will be holding the share of this company. And as a narration, you can write for the entry, issue of shares of this much value each fully paid up. Then coming to issue of shares for cash, usually shares are payable in installments, and amount against the shares may be received in installments, that is first installment, second installment, third installment, like that. First installment on a share is paid along with the application, so that money can be called as the application money. Then application money is transferred to share capital when allotment is done for these shares. Second installment is called by the company when the allotment is made, and so this money can be called as the allotment money. First money is received along with the application, so called as application money. Second installment is usually called by the company when they do allotment, so second installment can be called as allotment money. After allotment of shares, remaining shares will be called in the form of, in different forms, that is first call, second call, like that. So if it is a first call, you will mention it as first and first call. If it is a final call also, then you will mention in this way, first and final call. And if second call is again made by the company, means you will mention that head as second and final call. So those money which is called in this method can be called as called money. So we will write these amounts in these heads only. That is, on receipt of application money, journal entry will be in this form: bank account debit to share application. That is, amount is received with application. Bank balance increases. Company's bank balance increases, application money being an income, so to share application account. Then second procedure will be share application money is transferred to share capital account. For that, one entry is passed: share application account debit to share capital. Share capital being liability always will be credited when there is an increase in the capital. So share application debit to share capital will be the second entry. Then third, on allotment of shares, that is when the amount becomes due on allotment, next entry will be passed: That is share allotment account debit to share capital when the allotment money becomes due. So once again I am mentioning these three entries. When application money is received, that is the first procedure after issuing, after making initial public offer or after issuing the shares to the public, they will give money to the company. Then first company will receive application money. So for that, first entry will be recorded, that is money that is coming inside the organization will be recorded at first. Before that, only paper writings were there. So first money is coming inside the business. So bank account debit to share application account. Why this money is? Because of the application process or application money, first installment key. Then this money should be transferred to share capital. When this is done, that is application money on shares allotted will be transferred to share capital. The entry will be share application account debit to share capital. So first procedure over. Coming to the second procedure, allotment of shares. Then allotment money becomes due. Then the entry will be share allotment account debit to share capital. Capital amount in the capital account, the balance is going to increase, so to share capital. In which form that money is going to come? In the form of share allotment. Then on receipt of the application, on receipt of the allotment money, we have to write this entry: bank account debit to share allotment. Bank balance increases as a result of income because of share allotment. That is why share allotment account is credited. And bank balance increases, so bank account is debited. So when the money is received because of allotment procedure, bank account is debited and share allotment account is credited. So third and fourth entry relating to allotment is first of that first part is when the allotment money becomes due. Second part is allotment money is received. In the case of application, first I have mentioned about the application money received, and then I have mentioned the application money is transferred to share capital. In the case of allotment, first you will write the entry for allotment money becomes due, and second entry will be the entry for receival of the allotment money. So when the allotment money becomes due, share allotment debit to share capital. When the allotment money is received, bank account debit to share allotment. Then after that, if any money is pending, it will be called in different calls. So when the first call becomes due, the entry will be share first call account debit to share capital. When share allotment becomes due, you have written share allotment debit to share capital as when the allotment money becomes due. So same type of entry, share first call account debit to share capital when the call money becomes due, first call money becomes due. And when the amount is received in respect of first call, we will write bank account debit to share first call. Bank balance increases, so bank account is debited. Another income is coming in the business, so share first call account is credited. So here in the case of allotment and in the case of calls, first you will write the amount becomes due, and then second entry will be the amount received in respect of allotment and in respect of calls. So in the second entry, bank account debit to share allotment. In the case of allotment, money is received, and bank account debit to share first call when the share first call money is received. So application money received remains in the share application account till the allotment of shares. Then only it is transferred to share capital. On receipt of application money, first entry is for the receipt of application money, and another is for transfer of the application money to the share capital. I am summing up the entries which I have mentioned right now once again in different form. So money received or application money received always remains in the share capital account. Till which date? Till the allotment of shares is made. Then it is transferred to the share capital. That is why we are doing the second entry for transferring the shares to the share capital account. Similarly, on receipt of application money, first entry is for the receipt of application money. And another entry is for transfer of the application money to the share capital. It is passed after the entry for allotment is made. That is the new system. Entry for receiving allotment money is passed then. That is the fourth entry. If there is calls, then first entry for the call amount due is written and second entry for the receival of the call money. Here I have mentioned only first call. In certain cases in the question, they will mention about the second call also. Then you have to write the entry for second call money when it becomes due as the first entry for the second call and the second entry on receipt of the second call money. Here you have to keep in mind this also. The word equity or preference is used before the word share in the question. If they are mentioning as equity shares are being issued, then you will write in the answers, in the entries, equity share application, equity share allotment, like that you have to write. If in the question they are mentioning about the preference shares, then the entry which I have mentioned right now, it will be expressed in this way: preference share application, preference share allotment, preference share capital. In this way only you will write, because in the question they are mentioning as preference shares. Usually preference shares will be mentioned with the rate of preference shares, that is 6%, 8%, like that they will mention. In such cases, 8% preference share application account, 8% preference share allotment account, 8% preference share capital account, like that you have to write the entries. For example, I am going to say if it is 6% preference share, then bank account debit to 6% preference share application, first entry for the application money, then share preference share allotment 6% just now I have mentioned about 8% preference share, no? So 8% preference share allotment account debit to 8% preference share capital for the allotment money, it becomes due. Then share capital, share application money is transferred to share capital. At that time you have to write 8% preference share application debit to 8% preference share capital, like that you will write. You will prefix with the preference share, preference word, or if it is equity share in the question, then you will prefix with the equity word. If calls are more than one, the entries are the same. In the case of first call, we will write first call, and the title is changed for the second call as second call, or sometimes you can write in this way also, final call. That is also correct. When shares are issued for public subscription, application money should not be less than 5% of the face value of the shares. And call should be made only as per the articles of association. If the company does not have its own articles of association, then Table A of the Companies Act 1956 will have to be followed. Usually everything will be proceeded as per the articles of association, that is application money, how much amount is to be collected, like that. But if the company does not have its own articles of association, then Table A of the Companies Act 1956 should be followed. Here Table A has the following provisions. Which are the provisions? Period of 1 month must elapse between two calls. At least 1 month gap within, because that much amount you are calling from the shareholders, large amount, they will take 10,000 shares or 20,000 shares, like that they have to make payment. For them, a high amount they have to pay for different calls. So between different installments, 1 month gap at least must be given, then only company should raise money. and the amount of one call should not be more than 25% of the face value of the share. That is also a rule mentioned in the table. Similarly, notice of 14 days period should be given to the shareholders to pay the amount. Within 14 days only they will be able to collect the money and pay for the respective calls made by the company. And relating to terms of issue, you should know this two, three words like at par, at premium or at discount. Shares can be issued at par. That is, issue of shares at par means shares have been issued at their nominal value, that is at their face value. Issue price and face value are same. Issue price and nominal value are same. For example, a share with a face value of 100 is issued at rupees 100. That means this share is issued at par. Then second term I have mentioned is shares can be issued at premium. Issue of shares at premium means shares have been issued at a value more than the face value of the shares. That is, issue price is more than the face value. For example, a share with a face value of rupees 100. This is issued at rupees 115. Here, premium is 15 rupees. So, in this case, the share is issued at a premium of rupees 15. That is, a value higher than the face value. In that way, share has been issued. As per the Companies Act 1956, the amount of premium received on these securities are to be credited to Securities Premium Reserve Account. There is a rule in the Companies Act how we have to record this premium. You have to put under the heading Securities Premium Reserve Account. Securities means both shares and debentures, we are saying. And when you are receiving premium, in which head you have to write? Because I have mentioned about the application as one head. So, share application account as a head, allotment procedure, that also have mentioned share allotment as another head, then share capital as another head. Then when premium is received, how you will write it? Under which head? Securities Premium Reserve. Under that head you have to write the balance of the Securities Premium Reserve account is shown in the equities and liabilities part of the balance sheet. In the equities and liabilities part, there is a heading called Shareholders Fund. And under the subheading of this Shareholders Fund, there is a subheading called Reserves and Surplus. Under that, you will write Securities Premium Reserve. Securities Premium Reserve is a capital receipt. And where you will write this Securities Premium Reserve in the balance sheet? In the liability side, that is equities and liabilities side. There, under which head you will write? There is a heading called Shareholders Fund and there is a subheading called Reserves and Surplus. Under this Reserves and Surplus subheading, we are writing Securities Premium Reserve. How you can utilize this Securities Premium Reserve? That also, questions can come in this way also. There are specific ways in which you can utilize the Securities Premium Reserve or money received because of the, as a result of the premium. This can be utilized only for certain purpose like purchasing the shares of the same company, that is buying back of shares. This premium can be utilized. Then premium can be utilized for issuing fully paid bonus shares to the members. Extra shares are given to the members and this premium can be utilized only for that purpose. Then another purpose you can utilize this premium is writing off preliminary expenses of the company. Initial expenses of the company should be written off, and that for writing off those preliminary expenses, you can use this Securities Premium Reserve. Then for providing premium on redemption of redeemable preference shares. or any debentures of the company. Sometimes preference shares have to be redeemed, debentures have to be redeemed, and they should be redeemed at a premium. And in such cases, you can utilize this premium which you have received as a result of issue of shares. So there are certain rules relating to the utilization of securities premium reserve, like it can utilize for purchasing its own shares, issuing fully paid bonus shares, writing preliminary expenses, providing the premium payable, providing for the premium payable on redemption of any redeemable preference shares. Dear learners, we have discussed some of the issues, how we can issue shares for for consideration other than cash and for cash. Now we have to discuss this topic, that how the shares are to be issued at a discount. We have discussed also shares can be issued at par, and at premium. Yes, shares can be issued at a discount. That means shares are issued at a value less than the face value. Issue price is lower than the nominal value. That is known as the shares are issued at a discount. For example, a share with a face value of rupees 100 is issued at rupees 90. Here, discount is rupees 10. So, the shares are issued at a discount of rupees 10. When shares are issued at a discount, company incurs loss. Discount allowed to shareholders is debited to an account known as discount on issue of shares. Just now I have mentioned, when shares are issued at a premium, where you have to record, or under which head you have to record, securities premium reserve. Similarly, when shares are issued at a discount, you have to include another heading known as discount on issue of shares. I have also mentioned that when shares are issued at a discount, the company incurs a loss. So whether discount on issue of shares will be debited or credited, think in that way. Discount on issue of shares being a loss will be debited. Share allotment account will be debited, discount on issue of shares account will be debited, and share capital account will be credited. Usually, even if the question is not mentioning, where you have to write the discount, that is the question in your mind. When the discount is mentioned in the question, you have to record along with allotment, that is when the allotment money becomes due. Share allotment account debit to share capital, that is the first entry. But if the discount is also there, then share allotment account debit, discount on issue of shares account debit to share capital. In this way we will write. So when shares are issued at discount, share capital account is credited with face value of the shares. Amount of discount is written along with discount on issue of shares. And discount on issue of shares will be written off either against securities premium reserve or to the statement of profit and loss account. That is, within a period of 3 to 5 years, this discount on issue of shares should be written off. If the question is silent, you have to write along with the allotment entry, that is when the allotment money becomes due. You have to write which item? Discount on issue of shares. There are certain conditions for issue of shares at a discount. That is, section 79 of the Companies Act 1956 is mentioning about the conditions for issue of shares at a discount. When shares are to be issued at a discount, the shares are of a same class already issued. If the company has issued preference shares earlier, then preference shares alone can be given discount. That is one condition. If that company has issued only equity shares, then equity shares can only be issued at a discount. That is known as the shares are of a class already issued. Then, as a second rule or condition, the issue of shares at a discount should be authorized by a resolution passed by the company in its general meeting, and central government should sanction this resolution, this document, So issue of shares should be authorized by a resolution, and that should be passed by the company in the general meeting, and it should be sanctioned by the central government. The resolution should mention maximum rate of discount at which the shares are to be issued, because shares are issuing at a loss. So maximum discount, when there is emergency, it can be this limit. In that way only a resolution should be passed, and in that resolution it should clearly mention the maximum rate of discount, and only after 1 year of the commencement of the business you can issue shares at a discount. So shares cannot be issued by a company if it is a new company, and shares issued are of a new class means that is not allowed. It should be of the same class issued by an old company. So these are the conditions for issue of shares at a discount. If it is equity share, earlier this company has issued, means only for the equity shares discount can be allowed. Like that, that is known as the class. Then disclosure in the balance sheet, how you have to disclose this. The amount of discount on issue of shares not written off can be divided into two parts. That is, to be written off after 12 months from the date of balance sheet, or to be written off within 12 months from the date of balance sheet. In that way you can divide. The amount to be written off after 12 months from the date of balance sheet is shown under the head non-current assets, and it's a subheading other non-current assets. In that way only you will write this, that is amount to be written off after 12 months. Then considering the amount to be written off within 12 months, that is within 1 year from the date of the balance sheet, where you will disclose in the balance sheet. It will be shown under the head current assets and subhead other current assets. So within 1 year means you will write it under the head current assets and subhead other current assets. After 1 year means you will write under non-current assets and its subhead other non-current assets. Now there are two situations. There will be oversubscription of shares and undersubscription of shares. That means oversubscription. When a company receives application for more number of shares than the number of shares offered to the public for subscription, it is a case of oversubscription. Here we have another term also known as undersubscription. The issue is said to be undersubscribed when the company receives application for less number of shares than offered to the public for subscription. Reputed companies will have oversubscription usually. So if you are applying for shares with minimum amount, then most probably your application will be rejected in the case of reputed companies. In the case of undersubscription means that is occurring in not so much popular those companies. In those companies only very less amount of shares will be subscribed by the public. Otherwise there will be a large number of people who are ready to buy the shares that is being issued to the public. So undersubscription, the shares are said to be undersubscribed if the number of shares applied is less than the number of shares offered. If a company issues both preference shares and equity shares, what I have mentioned just now was you have to prefix the word preference share or equity share. Now another term also you should be aware, that is called scenarios. If a shareholder makes default in payment of the call amount due on allotment or on any calls, then the amount not received can be called as call scenarios. The unpaid amount or arrear amount on account of allotment or on account of calls will be transferred to call scenarios account, and the company is authorized by the articles to charge certain interest at a specified rate for these call scenarios. So if the articles is mentioning about the interest, that interest will be calculated when you are writing the entries. But if the articles are silent relating to the interest calculation in the case of call scenarios, then interest at 5% is mentioned in the table A. That is, if the question is silent, you have to adopt the provisions of the table A, which is 5% interest for call scenarios. And directors have the right to waive the interest on call scenarios in case of emergency. Usually, what accounting treatment you will write for this call scenarios? You can write in two methods: without opening a call scenario account or by opening a call scenario account. I would like to mention an example also. If first call money of rupees 3 per share on 1000 shares is called, but we didn't for not 1000, 10,000 shares is called. So we have to receive 10,000 shares call money of rupees 3, but only 9,500 shares call money is received by this company. We didn't receive the call money of 500 shares. When the call money becomes due, the entry will be share first call account debit to share capital. How much money? For 10,000 shares at rupees 3 per share, in that way we have to calculate, because the call money is rupees 3. 10,000 into 3, 30,000 rupees. Share first call account debit to share capital. And we have received shares only from 9,500 shareholders. So bank account debit to share first call account, that is when the money is received, first call money is received, you will write the amount as 9,500 into 3. That is 28,500. As the money received, you didn't receive money for 1,500 rupees. But you are not mentioning in this case call scenarios as a separate account. This is one treatment. Another treatment, you can open a call scenarios account also. For the same example, that is 10,000 shares call money of rupees 3 is called out, and 9,500 shares, only for those shares we have received the call money. So first entry, when the call money becomes due, share first call account debit to share capital, 10,000 into 3, which you are supposed to receive. Then second entry can be in this way: bank account debit, how much amount you are receiving. Call scenarios account debit, that is how much arrears is there, that amount will come there. To share first call account, total amount that company should receive because of the first call. So in this case, bank account debit, call scenarios account debit to share first call, bank account will be debited with rupees 28,500, that is 9,500 into 3. How much money we have received? 9,500 shares, that is only 9,500 shares, only for 9,500 shares we have received the money, 9,500 into 3. Then call scenarios, we didn't receive 1,500 rupees, so call scenarios account will be debited with rupees 1,500. Then to share first call account, rupees 30,000. Call scenarios account is shown in the notes to accounts on share capital in the balance sheet as a deduction from the amount of subscribed but not fully paid up. Under subscribed share capital, you will write in this way. So the entry for call scenario is like this: call scenario account debit to relevant call, and when money is received, bank account debit to call scenarios. On receipt of the call scenarios on a subsequent date, on a future date, you can write in this way also: bank account debit to call scenarios. When a company accepts money from the allottees, against the calls not yet made, the amount received in advance is known as calls in advance. Calls in advance is a liability of the company. It is shown in the equity and liabilities part of the balance sheet under the heading current liabilities, and subhead is other current liabilities. Under that you will write calls in advance, where you will write equities and liabilities side of the balance sheet, under the main head current liabilities, and subhead other current liabilities.